You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ukraine won't be intimidated by Russia following a wave of missile strikes on urban populations this week. That is according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Russian strikes targeted the country's capital, Kiev, as well as in other civilian centres in what Russian President Vladimir Putin calls retaliation for an explosion over the weekend that damaged the Kerch bridge between Russia and Crimea. To discuss these recent escalations, I spoke to Professor Robert Patman from the University of Otago and started by asking him about the significance of the Kerch Strait Bridge.
Well, the Kerch Bridge is a real symbol of Mr. Putin's project to build a greater Russia, that is to recover some of the prestige, national prestige that he felt was lost with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. I should explain that Russia illegally annexed Crimea in 2014, which began an eight-year conflict between Ukraine and Russia. So Russia illegally seized part of Ukrainian territory called Crimea, and that was not recognized, and Russia faced sanctions as a result. But Mr. Putin built, I think, a 19-kilometer bridge to symbolize this achievement and this restoration of what had formerly been part of the Soviet Union, you know, Crimea. And he built this bridge, this 19-kilometer bridge, which has both road and rail on it. And so it became a symbol of, if you, from Mr. Putin's point of view, that bridge was a symbol not only of recovered pride, but also it was a very important strategic facility because it linked the Russian mainland to Crimea. And it was great military importance in that sense as well. So all in all, the Kerch Bridge was always going to be a possible target for the Ukrainians once they began to get the upper hand on the battlefield from about the 1st of September of this year.
Yeah, and Russia previously doubted Ukraine's ability to successfully strike it. So what is the significance of an attack on this bridge within the context of the war?
I think it's very significant because Mr. Putin, it demonstrated that Mr. Putin's annexation, none of the territories that Mr. Putin has annexed illegally, are safe. And he said, he made the unilateral declaration that that bridge was Russian territory and led to Russian territory, which is Crimea, but the rest of the world doesn't agree with that. And he said that the Ukrainian attack on the bridge was a terrorist attack. Again, I think much of the international community would disagree with that. And the Ukrainians felt it was a legitimate military target. And the Russians have responded with a wave of missile attacks, as we've seen in the last few days.
Yeah, and on that, I wanted to start with the missile strikes on Kiev. It's been a long time since Kiev was targeted. What was the purpose of striking Kiev, and how do you think that this escalation reflects domestically on Putin?
Well, it's good that you raised the point domestically, because it's got a lot to do with domestic politics in Russia. Mr. Putin's position is precarious now. Remember, the special military operation which he launched on the 24th of February of this year was only supposed to last about 5 days, and it was designed to decapitate the Zelensky government and seize Kyiv. Well, they failed in that, and they had to move to Plan B, which was annexing territories in the eastern part of the country. And that position has in turn declined because the Ukrainians have made successful inroads into territory that the Russians had annexed in the east of the country. So that put Mr. Putin in a very difficult position, and the strike on the Kerch Bridge put him in a really desperate situation because his plans strategically are not working out in the Ukraine, and they come at enormous cost. The Russian economy is being progressively sanctioned with, crippling costs. And also the casualties. Russia's lost close or perhaps even more than 50,000 troops in the space of 7 months. So, the stakes are very high. And one of the criticisms Mr. Putin has faced domestically have been from the ultra-nationalists, who feel that Mr. Putin's been weak and he hasn't asserted Russia's interests, and that, you know, Ukraine should just be basically blown away or obliterated. So Mr. Putin was picking up on that. And if you're an authoritarian leader, you don't like to be depicted as weak, because it often has political ramifications for your continuation in power. And he wants to stay in power. So these missile strikes were an attempt, in my view, to reassert his view, the position that Russia still holds all the cards, which I don't think it does. And it was also an attempt to, by escalating, not only, they escalated, by the way, these missile strikes were aimed at both people and civilians, but that's nothing new, because the Russian approach to warfare in Ukraine has been based on that since, on the word go. In addition, targeting energy sources to cripple cities and make Ukrainians feel unsafe in their own country. Now, that's not working out as in planned, because it's probably made the Ukrainians even more defiant and confirmed what they already thought about Mr. Putin, that there can't be any diplomatic solution. They're simply going to have to fight the Russians to a point where they either withdraw or they're forced to withdraw from their country. So I think the missile strikes, in short, were an attempt by Mr. Putin to reassert his position domestically. He may have bought a bit of breathing space by carrying out these missile strikes from critics within Russia, with it, who are sort of ultra-nationalist critics. But secondly, I think it was also an attempt to intimidate the West and say that you should really have second thoughts about supporting Ukraine, because it could lead to further escalation.
I now just want to talk about nuclear weapons. Is Putin bluffing when it comes to nukes, or is there a non-zero chance of him resorting to these tactics?
Well, I think it's serious that he's threatening this, but he's been threatening that from the word go, Amelia. Just even before he launched his full-scale invasion of Ukraine, known as the Special Military Operation, he, a couple of days before, said, sorry, when he launched the operation, he said anyone who interferes with it, and he's in his parlance, interference is someone who supports Ukraine, the victim of aggression. Anybody helps the victim of aggression, Russia won't hesitate to use all the weapons at their disposal, including nuclear ones. So he's been nuclear saber-rattling for quite some time. He claims recently he's not bluffing now. Well, I'm not sure about that. I think Mr. Putin may be delusional, but he's not suicidal. He takes extraordinary care of himself, and he's in a circle. And the other thing is, if he should use tactical nuclear weapons, and I'm skeptical that he would, Russia itself will be affected. The interior of Russia, which is right, you know, Russia and Ukraine are very geographically contiguous. Russia will be affected by the radioactive fallout. So he's supposed to be liberating territories in his parlance. If he committed a nuclear strike against them, it would also have huge implications for Russia. And so I don't think we're going to get to that point. The fact that Mr. Putin went for a partial mobilization indicates that he doesn't want to use nuclear weapons, because he knows it would be disastrous. It would end his governance of Russia. So I think the fact that he announced the partial mobilization recently is a quite a strong signal that he has no intention of using nuclear weapons, unless, of course, the mobilization doesn't work. But I don't think even then he will be able to use them. It's not just someone sitting in an office all on their own and pressing a button and launching these things. It has to go through a complex chain of command involving the military. And the military are already very unhappy about the war. They may well block any attempt to use nuclear weapons. After all, you know, what Mr. Putin is saying to the world and what he has said to the world is, unless you enable me to retain lands that I have seized from another country, there could be world nuclear war. Well, I think a lot of Russians will be unhappy about that as well. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think why is he doing it? He's doing it because it's a very cynical attempt to kindle fears in those countries that are supporting Ukraine. He's trying to get countries like the United States and the NATO countries to back off, and New Zealand. He's trying to get these countries to reduce their support for Ukraine in the hope that he can stabilize the Russian position in eastern Ukraine. I think threats like this are having exactly the opposite effect. And you only have to look at the attitude of the New Zealand government to see that. We've toughened our position since Mr. Putin revived recently his talk about nuclear weapons.
That was Professor Robert Patman from Otago Uni chatting to me about the escalation in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.